Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. And I'm going to be here and I'm going to be honest with you. I hope you can take it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, New York State and Massachusetts among those seeing frontline workers going from hero to zero because they won't get the COVID vaccine. We'll tell you about that. It's getting worse. Number two, Arizona's Maricopa County audit has one side screaming victory, the other side saying, now, wait a second. There are 63,000 suspect ballots in the state decided by 10,000 votes. And number one, while Democrats play games with spending and try to memory hole Afghanistan, Joe Biden's poll numbers are tanking like the Hindenburg. They're going up in flames and the colossal failures across the board for this inept administration, causing the bottom to fall out, it appears. For Grandpa Joe, the failures in Afghanistan, the chaos at the southern border, the rising prices on, well, everything, have created the perfect storm of incompetence inside the West Wing. And quite honestly, they don't know what to do. They don't. They're snake bitten. And Jen Psaki flounders to explain. Secretary Mayorkas flounders to explain. Joe Biden says America's trillionaires need to pay their fair share. Yeah, he did say that. Trillionaires. Well, he owes $500,000 in unpaid back taxes. And his junkie kid, Hunter, has finger painting on display at the White House for Mommy Jill to show visitors. Now, by the way, that's true. Hunter Biden's paintings are on display at the White House so that Jill can make sure people that see them, oh, maybe you'd like to buy one of Hunter's nice paintings for $500,000. Talk about corruption. That's it. Hunter Biden's finger paintings, the junkies' finger paintings are on the wall at the White House for 500 grand. Please. But we'll start with the mess on the southern border. Alejandro Mayorkas, the secretary of DHS, all over Sunday television programs this past weekend, all over the Sunday shows. And this guy is so weak. I don't think I'd put this guy in charge of being the dog catcher, honestly.
Well, you know, we have a few people coming over the border, but this is seasonal and it's a...
Wow. What a wimp. I'm sorry, but just an absolute wimp. Put somebody in charge of the damn border. Where's Kamala Harris? She's not around. Borders are my... Well, no. She's not the border czar. She's the president in waiting, and all she's doing is getting her hair done and her makeup done and her fingernails done so that when she becomes Madam President, she's ready for the job, apparently.
And so, Alejandro Mayorkas, he was kind of like weaseling around, yeah. Well, it's historic, Chris. You know, a few people come over the border.
Well, Chris Wallace couldn't even take it. He wanted a straight answer on how many of those people that we saw in Del Rio, by the way, they bulldozed that whole spot. The bridge in Del Rio where you saw the thousands of people and the camps and the tents and all that, it's all been bulldozed now. So you can't see that. Never really happened. It doesn't exist. But where did all the people go? Well, Secretary
Mayorkas tried to give a fake answer,
and Chris Wallace couldn't take the fake answer. He wanted a real one. He got a shocking one, to say the least. Here it is.
To answer my question directly, of the 17,400 that weren't deported back or didn't return on their own to Mexico, how many of them how many have been released into the U.S.?
They're released on conditions, yes. and approximately, yeah. I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000
have been released.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yeah.
Of the 5,000 that are still in process?
Yeah. We will make determinations whether they will be returned to Haiti based on our public health and public interest authorities.
Oh, good God, shut up.
So are we talking about a total of 12,000? Or could it be?
Okay, listen. Our nation's security is in that guy's hands. Really? That guy? Am I the only one that looks at him and goes, good God, we're in trouble, man. Help us here. Put somebody in charge of the border. Please. Anybody. A fifth grader could figure this out. Well, back to the border czar. She does have one thing going for her. She wins one championship. She's the one person that's liked less than Grandpa Joe. That's Kamala Harris. Failing quite miserably, quite spectacularly, she is. And everybody that watches feels the same way, even her friends in the mainstream media. Listen.
Very quickly, what do you think about Kamala Harris? She's supposed to be out front on these issues. She has not been. What's your takeaway from that?
Well, interestingly, they released a readout this week between her and a member of the cabinet, Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, and they talk about the incident of the Border Patrol on horseback who aggressively confronted the Haitian migrants. So it was an example of the White House showing she was connected to the issue in some way, but she has repeatedly said that she's focusing on the root causes of migration and that the border is a separate matter. What we are learning and seeing in real time is that you really can't separate the two.
Yeah, I really cannot.
You know what I find really dumb? Hold on. I find this dumb and irritating. And that is when you see a reporter like whoever that person was at CNN. And she has to prove that she's more Hispanic than you are. Alejandro Mayorkas. Oh, stop it. It's Alejandro Mayorkas. Who cares? It's Alejandro, I am failing the country, doing a miserable job. Mayorkas. I mean, come on. I'm more Hispanic than you are. I don't care. Anyhow, what about COVID testing? The illegals flooding across the border. How about that? How about that? That'd be an important thing. We have a pandemic and you're attacking Governor DeSantis and you're attacking Governor Abbott and you're attacking Governor Noem from the national level. So obviously we seriously want to make sure that these 15,000, 17,000 Haitians that have come from Chile and Brazil, I want to be Hispanic enough, Brazil, that they're all coming up, right? They're all coming up through Mexico, where the conditions, I'm sure, are clean and fine. They're washing their hands regularly and using a face mask of good quality. Why are we not testing these people? Are we doing it? What about it, Secretary Mayorkas? Do you have something on that for me? Let's hear it.
Of the 30,000 Haitians who came across the border into Del Rio, how many did your department test for COVID?
So we have strict COVID testing protocols that we apply across the board. We test, isolate, and quarantine unaccompanied children. We work with nonprofit organizations to test families. Those who are in ICE custody are tested, isolated, and quarantined. Those who are expelled under the Title 42 Public Health Authority are returned immediately. They are not placed in immigration court proceedings, and those we do not test because they are returned immediately.
But your own department's inspector general said that your testing policy and the failure to test a lot of people who end up in this country, that you rely on local or state officials and a lot of people don't get tested, has put communities in this country at risk.
We concurred with those recommendations.
We concurred with those recommendations, but we didn't do anything about it, Chris.
Okay. Quick break now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Gosh, I do not like that, man. I'm just going to be straight out about it. We'll be right back.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. We're heading into the final week of the 2021 season, and there's still a lot the Tigers can accomplish. Second place is still very much in play. If the Tigers catch Cleveland, it'd be pretty impressive, given that at one point they were 11 games behind the Indians, and nobody picked the Tigers to finish higher than fourth. The Tigers could still finish 500, which would be no small thing after a 9-24 start. And they can win another series against a team headed to the postseason, which would make them 7-1-2 in their final 10 series against those teams. A.J. Hinch has made it clear the ultimate goal is to be the team everyone else is chasing. But these are important markers on the way to being that team and great motivators for 2022.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next. And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient. And we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.